Hey, YouTube, it's Norm here, and I'm fucking pissed. You know what I hate? It's fucking minimum wage fucking employees with an attitude. They think they're fucking better than us because they have this small fucking sense of authority. They have a small sense of authority over us. You know, you fucking go to a fast food fucking restaurant, and you fucking order a burger, and you fucking want some barbecue sauce on that fucking burger, but they don't have any fucking packets of barbecue sauce. Why the fuck can't they go to the fucking storage room to go get some more packets of fucking barbecue sauce so they can put it on my fucking burger? Motherfucker, and you get a fucking dick attitude with me because I asked for fucking barbecue sauce on my fucking burger? What the fuck is wrong with these people? You're making fucking $7 an hour. Give me a fucking break, motherfucker. I can fucking buy and sell your motherfucking ass. So go to fucking hell and give me that fucking barbecue sauce next time, you piece of shit.
We'll do it live.
Okay. Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
10, 5, 4, 3.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod here on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com. All right! Woo! All right, cool. Well, we're having a party again at Skid Row Studios. I want to welcome back Dan to the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yeah.
It's been a while.
Clap louder for me.
Hey. Yeah. Joey is back from New York. He went to go check it out.
What's up?
What's How going on?
Hey, Joey.
You can clap too for me.
All right. Yeah. Jeez. Got three members of the band The Mormons in different. What do they call those? Like lineups, you know.
It's like it's kind of more like a museum, like a I need to turn this up. It's like eras. It's kind of like the Cro-Magnon era.
Oh, yeah, that's like, right.
And then there's the...
Which one am I? Am I the one that's like hunched over? I feel like it.
The Homo sapiens.
I'm tired
era.
Right now. So, and tonight we have a special guest, Go Betty Go, in studio. All right. Yeah. Woo!
Boys against girls tonight.
It's going to be really fun. They're playing again. If you guys haven't heard, Go Betty Go is playing again after... How long has it been now? We were talking about it earlier, but...
The original lineup since 2005.
8 years.
And you guys are back with your original lineup, right? All right.
Uh-huh.
That's fun. You've been here before, right? You were here on the Piñata Hour.
Yeah, we came, Mike, didn't
we? Yeah.
Yeah, a few months ago.
Yeah. How was it? Did you like it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I live very close to here, so.
No, oh, okay.
Yeah. Just hop on my bike and.
That's Nicolette. You're Nicolette, right? Let's introduce everybody. That's Nicolette.
Hello.
Who sings, right?
I do.
Okay.
And Betty.
Betty, who plays guitar. And Aixa.
Yeah.
Who plays the drums.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
And Michelle is at home with the kid. Hopefully Michelle's listening right now and then she could call in or something, you know?
Hopefully.
You know? Hopefully the kid is like, maybe she has to whisper, you know? She has a 2-year-old kid
already?
Yeah, 2-year-old.
Yeah.
It's 10:30. He's probably in bed by now.
No, he sleeps late.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Or he
stays up. Betty knows the schedule.
He's probably a very educated kid, right? He's very smart.
Yeah, of
course. Probably watching like Colbert Report.
The other day he was making juice. On Facebook it was posted and he can make juice.
So tonight we're going to catch up with you ladies and we're going to find out what you guys are up to and go through a little bit of the history of the band because this is like the original lineup, but it wasn't like this before, right? I mean, there were members that left and stuff and it's like... I like that stuff personally.
All right, you want the full story from the beginning?
Yeah. Why don't we? Because this is
nutshell.
Okay, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
And then we'll pick at it.
And then we'll pick at it.
Yeah. Like
so,
a scab.
So yeah, Aixa and I are sisters, and we started off just jamming in our bedroom when I was like 16.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were introduced to Betty in New Year's Day of the year 2000.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played the bass terribly, and mm-hmm. I sang terribly. And so okay. I had to I had to pick one over the other, and I decided to sing.
Uh-huh.
And we got my friend Alex to play the bass. And then one day I went to Italy, and then that's when they found Michelle. And they kind of sort of kicked me out of the band for like a little while. Yeah.
They've been abusing you throughout the whole history of the band?
Sort of treated me like shit.
Michelle plays bass, right? She played bass back then in the original.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, she played bass. But anyway, that lasted 5 minutes. And then actually the song Come On was written by Aixa about those days where we were fighting even
about
then.
About
my breakup with my sister.
Wow.
Come on, man.
That's right, huh? That's it. So you were at odds for a while, right?
It was like a really bad fight, actually.
Really?
Aixa.
It got pretty bad at one moment.
I stole your tweezers.
Do the wounds ever get opened up and
no.
Like it's like
we're
like,
grown ups now. Kind of
like, they're like a buzz.
The feelings like, come like rushing back and stuff.
Nah, these days
no more fighting.
No.
Lawsuits.
The memory of the feeling is there, but not the feeling.
It was over some stupid shit though, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, they kicked me out of the band. I was bummed.
I'm going to have my lawyer fight your lawyer.
It sucks getting kicked out of band, though, doesn't it? Right?
I was really sad.
How did they do it? How did they do it exactly? Where were you?
I didn't want to leave. No,
I
not then.
You wanted to leave.
Well, that happened later. No.
No, we're talking about that first time. It's
very uncomfortable when
it's not you, it's you.
Yeah.
No, mm-hmm. I mean, we were going to record our first demo, and I was very new at what I was doing. And recording is a really, like, I mean, if you've never done it before, it's kind of intense, you know? Especially if you've been singing for all of 5 minutes, you know?
Well, you were going to take off, like you said, you were going to take off to Italy.
And then I was going to take off to Italy for 3 months. Like, and they were kind of, I mean, especially at that age.
So you felt like, well, you know, she's not even dedicated because she gets to go to Italy and she's like...
The ball.
What? What?
The ball rolling.
Speaking to the mic.
Nutshell, right? That's what you're saying.
What's up?
Okay, nobody go in a nutshell, and I need to move this along. Is what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's not much of a nutshell.
It's a big nut.
That's like the meat part of the nut. That's like when you crack it open, it's the fresh chunk that you pull out.
And so the funny thing is that I met Michelle when I was in Italy because she just happened to be like coming by or whatever. So that's how I met her. And then we were in the band together, the four of us.
How did you meet her in Italy? She was born and raised in Italy or something?
No, it was
a
coincidence. She just happened to be taking a trip.
Oh, okay.
And I get an email saying, hey, I'm the new bassist of Go Betty Go. Do you want to hang out? And I was totally over it by then because I don't stay mad. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah, oh my God, someone came to visit me. And then she came and I saw her in Florence and we hung out for like a week. And
that's so fancy, huh?
I know. It was.
We were hanging out in Florence and we met a olive-skinned, beautiful man.
I've been to Venice.
Yeah,
Venice. Venice Beach. That's cool.
No.
Well, Venice Beach was modeled after Venice City, right?
Yeah, there's canals. And
you could just kind of pretend, you know? Just get really high and then...
There's poop in both canals.
It's true. Well, hey, you know what? Let's play some music. And when we get back, let's get into a little bit more about the band. And I want to hear about the different lineups and what's going on nowadays. And hopefully we can try to get Michelle on the phone so she can say hello. Or are you guys saying like, oh, you know what? She's probably knocked out right now.
I'll call her. If she picks up, she'll talk.
All right, cool. Let's see if we can work that out. We'll be back with...
What are you going to play right now in case you don't remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Thanks, Dan. You know what? I'm so fucking bad at
having a
music radio show.
Fuck it. Don't tell them. Don't even tell them when you come back.
Yeah, I don't say... what I do is when we post it, I put a playlist of the music that was played. But, I mean, I really got to get better at like saying the songs that are played. I got to be a real radio... I'm like a nobody, like, you know what I mean?
But when
like,
I'm listening all the time, I have to know the band.
Yeah, it's true. I have to learn how. Okay. So we are gonna hear first off. We're gonna hear some Go Betty Go. I'm from LA, and then we're gonna hear.
I heard of them.
After that, we're going to hear a Beater song. Since we have Joey in the studio, we're going to, it's going to be a party. We're just going to play some music and we're going to kick the shit, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Yeah.
Go back.
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcasting internationally from downtown Los Angeles on skidrow.com.
1-800-893-9562. Ichi Hop Yaku Yakuza Kugoroni.
Welcome back to... I was all, hey, welcome. And then my fucking mic wasn't even on. See? I got to get better at this. I got to learn how to do this better. Well, I'm learning. We're all learning.
You're saying that
we're here.
It's only been...
on the, yeah, it's the 81st episode.
It's only been like...
We have...
And, more than a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, you almost got it.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, you know what? It sounds like we have... another member of Go Betty Go on the phone. We got Michelle on the phone. Michelle, are you there?
Hello.
Is she on there? Hello?
Hello to you. It's bye.
Hello?
Michelle?
We can't hear her. Michelle, we can't hear you. We can hear you in the song, but...
Maybe she's singing along right
now. Hello.
Nah, I had her on the line, and
all right.
Phone is still connected.
Phone is still. Maybe she's on there? Hold. Maybe she had to go pick up the kid or something.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just a straight phone bone.
Well, we're here.
Call back.
Yeah, call back. If you can hear her, call back.
I'll text her.
Yeah. Yeah, it shows that her line is on the air, so I don't know. Anyway, we're here with Go Biddy Go, and
we're using up all Michelle's minutes.
Right? Yeah. This tonight we're not doing drugs or fake drugs or anything. That was last week we did the fake
tonight
drug show. Yeah,
so
now we're doing real drugs.
So did that guy die or did he OD or what?
No, happened? No, he didn't do anything. It was like what happened is like we had a show with a guy from a show that I like here on Skid Row Studios. Vic Cohen was on last weekend. Like he's like the master of pranks, and so what I did. Is like I wanted to honor him with like, okay, I'm gonna try to do a prank, and I knew that he was kind of like, he didn't know that much about like the drug world, so like I pretended to be all crazy and like drinking fucking slamming alcohol and shit, you know, and like then like I busted out some baking soda and I was like, oh man, I'm gonna do these key bumps, and I did like a couple of key bumps of baking soda, and he was like tripped out. He's like, hey man, I've never seen anybody do drugs, you know, like that in front of me before, you know, that's fucking wild. And at the end of the show, I'm like, hey, man, I revealed it. You know, I'm like, hey, man, this wasn't whiskey. It was what it was. It was a unsweetened iced tea that I had in a empty Jim Beam bottle. And I filled it up with iced tea and I was just like slamming it, you know. And of course, baking soda. And it was fun. I mean, it was a controversial episode, though, because there was, you know, some problems with getting it aired, and now it's going to air, and it's funny, and everybody's all happy, and everybody loves each other again. That's great.
So you took.
I'm kind of, you know, I annoy people sometimes. Like I just, Joey knows this, Dan knows this. Like people get annoyed by me, and like sometimes.
That's everybody though.
All the time.
Yeah, like more times than not, you know, if I try to be funny or if I try to do something funny, like it'll end up backfiring on me like that, you know. And like for the last couple of days, like I'm like fighting for the episode, you know, to air, because I kind of like went beyond the lines, you know, I crossed somebody's line and he got upset and he was like, yeah, I don't even want you to air that thing. So we were just kind of like, you know, we talked about it, and like what's cool about it is like, when do you ever have a disagreement with somebody, Joey, and then you could just talk about it and then it's done, it's over. Like that is kind of rare, right?
Yeah, that's not for real. I don't think.
Yeah, so that was really cool that we could do that, and you get to hear the episode and shit too. It sounds like we have a caller on the air. Is this Michelle?
Yes. Hi.
Oh, hey, what's going on?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I didn't want to interrupt your story.
This is the bass player of Go Betty Go. Yeah, so you're listening to the story, right? So we did halfway through. Yeah. So I'm just talking about the last, and I want to talk about it because we're gonna post that episode. It's a really funny episode, and the fucking guy is hilarious, and like he's like the fucking master of pranks.
Dude,
and like he's like on that show, How We Do It. His name's Vic Cohen, and he has a show here on Tuesday nights. I think it's Tuesday nights, right, Nick?
Yeah,
Or is it going to Wednesday?
It was. It's Wednesdays now.
Okay, so now Wednesdays you get to hear Vic Cohen's It's a Fair Question.
And you're a big fan, right?
I'm a huge fan of that show. And so, like, that's why I'm glad that we worked it out, because, like, I was feeling really sad that he was mad at me. And, like, I was so sad. And I was like, you know, like, when you're like, oh, man, he likes the guy, that guy I like, he likes me, man. He liked the joke and stuff that I did. And, you know, it was cool. And then he got mad, and I was like, oh man, like, he's mad at me. And then, like, I was like, hey, you know what? That's not right that he's preventing my episode. And then, like, I had this heart to heart with him, like, hey fool, that ain't right, man. Like, you did that ain't right the way you did that, man. Like, let's just, like, forget about it. He's like, yeah, you know what, you're right, I'm cool with it, we're cool, I had a good time, that was great. And he made me feel better about it, and now I feel good about it. So cool.
Happy. Well, that's good.
Yeah, so it's cool. And we were talking about the when you met Frank Black, Joey. Remember when you met Frank Black?
Yeah, dude.
And you're all excited, and fucking, he was a dick.
He opened up for They Might Be Giants or somebody at somewhere, Palladium or something. And he just got done playing, and I went there to see Frank Black. Like, I was dying. I'm a big Frank Black fan, you know, more than Pixies probably. And I seen him sitting there. I'm like, hey, and I remember on stage he was missing a bass player and a drummer. Like, it was different people than his normal band.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, like, oh, maybe me and Dave can get a gig, right? So I was gonna, like, try to take it. You know, me.
You're always trying to angle in somewhere.
Always trying to find an angle, right? And so he's sitting there. I'm like, hey, excuse me, Frank Black. I'm like, yeah, you got a second? He, like, turns around and looks at me and he gives me a dirty look. He's like, well, I am trying to watch the band.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, oh. And so I just walked away, and I, like, sat in, like, three rows behind him, and I just sat there all sad. And then I, like, walked out.
Should never meet your idols.
Yeah, and then I was driving home, and I threw a CD out the window.
That's like the sad part of the movie, man.
No, the gay part is that I bought the CD again.
Yeah.
Like, that's really gay. It is, isn't it?
Well, at least I got to work it out with that guy. So you didn't get to work it out with Frank Black.
Frank, just call up.
Yeah, call up.
Just say a word.
For the second time.
I always send him messages like, hey, you know. His name's Charles.
Yeah, that happened a couple times. That happened with Mike Watt too. I mean, that's a story for another time.
Oh yeah, we're gonna have Mike Watt in on the More Music Radio Pod coming up soon. He said he'll try to come in like April or May or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. He'll be a good guest.
And I'm gonna tell him that story about how he made fun of Dave's bass.
Oh yeah,
Michelle, you didn't hang up through those stories, did you?
Yeah. Oh, sorry, we had to get those. No, so just we're just kidding. Hanging out, you know.
Sorry,
we were just wondering
tangent.
If you hung up while we were telling tongue stone stories.
People hear my lisp and they just want to hang up.
So Michelle, how you doing? You're a mom now, right?
I am. It's crazy.
Wow! Congratulations.
Sometimes I can't believe it. Thank you.
Do you like it? Or are you like?
It's fun, but it's crazy hard.
Is that the baby right there?
No, my baby's asleep, so I came downstairs and my nephew's, like, wide awake, so he's hanging out with me.
Oh, okay. Wow, yeah. There's babies everywhere. So
are you sure
you're not like these ladies that, like, they there are some ladies, and I'm not going to say any, it's not anybody, really, I just hear, there's some ladies that they resent the kid. Once they have their kid, they resent the kid. And then they're like, oh man, and they you know,
they're like, stupid baby.
Yeah,
no.
Like, I hate this baby. Like, I can't go out. This baby's crying all the time. And, like, I don't feel like a young woman anymore. I feel like all old and stuff.
I don't feel like that.
So that's a positive experience, right?
Well, there are some babies that cry more than others. And I think that Xavier is a very sweet little boy that there's no way in hell anybody would ever feel that way about him.
Xavier.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, Xavier. Yeah, he's a handful.
So you like him.
You know, but he's good. Him. And, huh?
So you like him?
Yeah. He's cool. I like him.
Okay, you're going to keep him. That's good.
I don't resent him.
That's good. I'd be sad if my mom was like, you know what? I don't like him anymore. Can somebody please take him away from me?
It is hard. It's harder now to, you know, to do any music stuff because, you know, he just takes up all of my time.
Right.
Yeah. So it's kind of like I have to fit music in the cracks.
So how's it feel to be back with the original lineup? And we were talking about like people quitting earlier, and then we were going to get into that soon. And you're back in the band. You're back in the band again.
Oh, yeah. And how did you accidentally go to Italy? We want to figure that out, too.
Yeah.
How were you accidentally in Italy?
That's weird.
No, it's like,
it wasn't an accident. It was a trip. And, like, you know, it was a trip that was planned out. And I had, right before I went on my trip, I met Betty and Aixa, and they needed a bass player. So I tried out, and they liked me, and I liked them. So we started playing. And then I told them, by the way, I'm going to be going to Europe, you know, for however long I went. And then Aixa told me, oh, my sister's in Italy. So I got her number. And so when I got to Florence, I called Nikki, and we met up and we hung out. And
that's how we met. We met in Italy.
Wow, that's international.
I know.
Shit. I mean, I get excited when I go to TJ. That's about as far as I can go out of country. We went to TJ. It's fucked up down there.
Stuck about TJ.
It's nothing like Italy.
Do you guys ever like...
It's like Italy, dude.
Do you two ever like sit over a cup of coffee and be like, you remember that waiter, Giuseppe? Oh, Giuseppe.
No, but maybe we should do that, Michelle.
Yeah. I don't remember Giuseppe, but
I don't remember Giuseppe
either. I was going to say Jean-Luc, but it doesn't really work.
Were there any like Italian rendezvous or any? Did you meet any?
Well, Michelle was in a relationship at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so.
So you can't talk
enough
about
for
it.
For me,
No.
Is it with the guy that you're with now?
No.
Oh, then you could talk about it then. Everyone's going to get their feelings.
Was it the president of Italy?
Berlusconi or that? No, that was before him.
He likes the young ladies, you know?
No, but he was there with her, so.
So what? I can't. Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, yeah, no, because Michelle was there with her man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So that's the rendezvous.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to date.
Took sand to the beach. All right.
Yeah, we were there hanging out. We met Nikki, and it was cool. She took us to, like, where did you take us? About that one spot with the up in the hill and the dome.
Yeah, there was the dome, and yeah, we took a... God, I don't even fucking remember. It was like 10 years ago. I took you everywhere that day. But yeah. I think we're boring the people.
Fine. No, it's fine. I want to get to back into the history of the band. So, like, who was the first one out of the original lineup to leave the band? And I want to know about the San Diego story. Y todo.
I left twice. Yeah, well, because you guys kicked me out the first time, and then I left the second.
Why did you get kicked out?
I told you because
that's right.
Because I left to Italy.
Oh, okay, that's right. Yeah, you weren't really.
He kicked me out. I quit.
No, but then that actually formed what the core of the band is, right?
Yeah, and then as soon as I came back, I was
so that
I
doesn't
in the
count.
Band again.
That doesn't count. Yeah. That was actually kind of like a pre-game kickout.
It was a break.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Who sang like when you weren't singing? I don't understand.
Oh, Elva, right? No. Sang like a show with you guys?
No, but we were auditioning a new band.
They got Teddy Ruxpin.
I know, right? You auditioned, but you never found anyone.
Yeah.
Like, no, we never found anybody.
So how long when you guys start, how long was the original lineup going for like just a couple of years? Because I know the singer left, right? This is the history that I know. You left, the singer Nicolette left, and then she was replaced by...
Right. Well, I was in the band for like 7 years.
The American Idol girl?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you guys hate talking about that? They're like, oh, you're gonna bring up the American Idol again.
No,
Jesus.
Bring up,
because did you guys feel like, man, she's a sellout for going on that crappy show?
No, it wasn't that she was a sellout. She didn't even tell us she was gonna audition.
Yeah, that part
she
was
just
kinda
lied
shady.
To us, so that was shady because
she's like, I'm gonna go visit my aunt.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And then she came back, and we were actually, we had a European tour booked.
Uh-huh.
And
a European tour, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah. No, so it was very exciting. It was gonna be our first time in Europe as a band. And she told us, if I continue after Hollywood Week and I make it into the next level, whatever that is, I can't go to Europe.
Hollywood Week. Oh, that sounds so gay, man.
I
have to make it past Hollywood Week or I'm never going to make it on American Idol.
She made it to Hollywood Week, and we were just like, I hope she gets kicked off.
She passed Vegas and New York. I don't know.
Yeah, because like I said, the tour was booked. Everything was ready to go. We were 2 weeks away from leaving to Europe. And she was like, if I make it past this other level, I can't go to Europe. And we're like, what the hell are we going to do? So she ended up getting booted off and she went to Europe.
Oh, okay. But, so let's not talk shit about it.
So were you guys like, did you guys like spend a bunch of money texting in your votes for all the other contestants?
Oh, no. I didn't
like even, I'm like $1,000 out voting for like some person I hate.
What's funny is that TMZ called me while I was.
Harvey Levin called you?
I don't know who that was. That'd be
cool. He's also on People's Court, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I was in college at the time, like just, you know, whatever. I didn't even know what the hell was going on. And I get TMZ calling me, like basically like asking, you know, leading questions to see if I would talk shit about her, like in the press.
Really?
And I was like, dude, I don't know.
You guys were like that famous? Like where TMZ
went to Europe?
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know. Awesome.
TMZ don't even fucking call us. Be like, hey, what happened with the, you know, you guys traded drummers. What's going on with that?
Because
you guys got your drummer back again?
What happened was she was a contestant on American Idol and she got a DUI. Mm-hmm. So TMZ was trying to get the hot story on her.
Oh, they were trying to get me to be like, yeah, she's a drunk. Oh, I hate her. Right. And I'm like, I'm not going to say that.
Oh, okay, yeah. How did that feel, though, like getting, like, you're kind of, like, put on blast a little bit, you know, like your dirty laundry is being aired in the media. Was that the first time where people were calling you and, like, asking you questions?
It felt ugly.
And it's all because of the American Idol notoriety and stuff?
Yeah, it was very tacky. Yeah. Very tacky and cheesy.
I mean, even if I had something, you know, a bad opinion about someone that I knew, I would never do that in the press. That's so low.
You could do it here on the More Music Radio Pod if you want.
I did it the other
We
day.
Like that stuff here. We thrive on that, and we just like it. It's fun. Yeah, people get mad at me. It's cool.
Yeah, these stories remind me of my days on the Pants Off, Dance Off. Remember that? I was on MTV. You don't remember?
No, I don't remember that.
I don't think.
But I like Pants Off, Dance Off. That sounds cool.
It was a real show, but I may or may not have been on.
Hey, so you ladies are going to play some music in a little bit, right?
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
Yeah, it's too bad. Maybe we can have you come back at a later date, and maybe Michelle can get a babysitter or something. Maybe my cousin could watch the kid or something, you know? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll have him come in and play tambourine. You know,
just drop him off at my aunt's house, you know?
Or we could not do drugs and bring the baby.
Yeah. Well, we don't do drugs. We just take medication.
Yeah, if he's awake, he's totally down to go.
You know, but you're right, because alcohol is a drug, and we are drinking Tecates right now. So you're right. We are doing, I guess, technically we're doing drugs.
Yes.
You know? Oh, Joey has another drug, cigarettes. So yes. Yeah, this kind of there's them. There are, you know, not anything heavy though. You know?
I'm going to New York and $12 a pack is what they were.
Wow.
And $10.50 was the cheap price I found.
And that doesn't make you want to quit.
No, I bought like 8 packs out here for $4.75, the Camel Blue one, 75 cents off, and I'm smoking as much as possible.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like keister them and like
Yeah.
I'm gonna smuggle them into New York in my butt.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I quit smoking. Sometimes I'd even think about smoking a butt cigarette, like a cigarette that came out of somebody's butt. Really? I just want one so bad. That's, you know?
You guys don't know about this, huh? Butt cigarettes.
Hey, is that a butt cigarette or what? It came out of this dude's butt. You want it? I'd be like, I'm thinking about it.
Trade your Game Boy for it.
Hey, so Michelle, how's it feel to be back in the band?
It feels good. I'm having a lot of fun. I'm glad to do it. I'm glad that the opportunity came up, though.
It's kind of hard to, like you were saying, that it's kind of hard to balance being a mother and being a playing bass in Go Betty Go. So, like, what are you going to do? Like, let's say they come up with a tour. Maybe you girls start playing some more and they go, hey, let's do a tour. Have you thought about that? How are you going to work that out?
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
That's a good question, though, right?
Yeah, I see, you know, like huge famous bands do it with their kids, but I'm like, well, they have all the money to bring like 2-3 nannies and, you know, but I don't know.
Where are your nannies?
Dang, maybe they might have to get someone to fill in for you. Maybe you guys had a guy in the band, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was that to break up the girl power thing?
It was fine.
Yeah, it was fine? Oh, okay.
We live in the world where men exist.
Yeah.
It is possible.
To... You didn't have to chop his penis off.
No.
Yeah, he wasn't like, you know. He didn't have to wear panties or anything.
Cute, right?
Well, I mean, he's a handsome one. The fifth member of Go Betty Go is our roadie, Sean, who is always with us.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, in a way, it's like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's like a dude.
Cool. Sorry for being sexist against dudes. I was like, hey, how about that dude in the band? Dudes are dumb, right? And you're like, hey, no, actually, dudes are cool. Right. And I'm like, damn, I'm sexist against dudes.
Hate dudes. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what? Let's play some more songs. And when we get back, I want to hear a couple of songs. Why don't we get that going? Cool. And Michelle, thank you for calling. We wish you were
no
here.
Problem.
Tell the kid that we said hello.
Okay.
She's like, okay.
I don't hear Betty talking.
Yeah, I know. She's very quiet. She's always been the quiet one, right?
You said you don't hear me?
Yeah.
I don't. Hi.
Do you ever hear me, though?
No. we're usually the quiet ones when we're getting interviewed. The sisters like to talk more.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the sisters.
The sisters.
It's true.
Blabbermouth.
Is it like that? Like, okay, the sisters against us kind of sometimes or what?
Totally.
Really?
No.
They gang up on you?
No,
they
gang
up on you? Okay.
We've had some moments where we become sisters. Like, really? Just thrown drumsticks at my head.
Mm-hmm.
At my head, too.
Yeah.
She's not even my sister.
Do the sisters ever like get mad at each other and then go to other factions?
Well, the thing is that when you're a sibling, it's so easy to just tear each other apart, you know, very quickly, and then you get over it right away. Just like siblings do, you know, and that doesn't go away.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we're grown-ups now, but yeah, you've had us.
A lot of fights in the band?
It's harder to break up with family.
Lots of fights.
Yeah, it is.
Who's usually the one that is at the bottom of each fight?
What does that mean?
In the bottom.
Like, is always involved in a disagreement? Or can it be anybody?
Michelle.
Michelle?
No, Michelle never.
I know. Already she didn't show up to the show.
I'm saying, you know?
Didn't think about getting a babysitter. Like, damn, man.
No. I mean, if you would have asked us 5 years ago, like, I could tell you, but it's been so long. We get along now.
And you're trying to keep it cool anyway, right? You're just like, hey, we're just getting back into it.
Yes.
Picking at the wounds.
No, I don't mind.
I mean,
we're all doing good. We're all, you know, everything's like at a good pace. It's not like crazy how it was before.
Yeah.
Like you said, we're doing things medium force, not full force.
Yeah. Medium,
medium force right now.
Yeah.
Medium force. Yeah. So, but there's a chance that it could go full force, right? What are some of the gigs you guys are getting? Like, are you guys getting
tomorrow big night? We're actually playing at the Malibu Inn with Fishbone, and we played with them a few years ago, and that was fun.
Oh,
so,
shit!
Yeah, so come out to see us, everybody.
Yeah, they're cool.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah,
we played with them, right?
Oh yeah, the Mormons played with Fishbone over in downtown.
Awesome.
Yeah, they're cool.
Tickets are $10, and it's at the Malibu Inn. You can probably look it up on
the
website.
It's gonna be a good show. Actually.
Yeah, it should be really fun. 18 and over, I think it said.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, all right then, Michelle, we're gonna get it going. But thanks for calling, and it's good to hear from you. And I hope to see you soon. And we should hook up a show. You know, let's get the Mormons and Go Betty Go, and we'll get all the classic bands together.
Yeah, like back in
do
the
a
day.
Classic tea show or something like that. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
So anyway, thanks again, Michelle. Thanks for calling.
Yeah.
And you can call and talk to us, too, if you're listening, just like Michelle did. You could call 800-893-9562. 800-893-9562. We're going to take a little break, play these songs. You're going to hear some Shirley Rolls and 8-Bit coming up. And when we get back, we will hear some live Go Betty Go songs on the More Music Radio Pod.
I thought this was the Artie Lang show. Son of a bitch. I'm out.
It's a different fat guy. We'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
What really happened on that Thursday here at Augusta High School that led to Chris Wood's death?
The fuck is that? Shit! I'm dying in this fucking country-ass fucked-up town. Shit flying in my mouth. The fuck? I can't see pilot. Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker. I can't even see me.
This is David Lieberhart calling to the Radio Music Pod at 1-800-893-9562.
Hey, bitch! Hey, bitch! Getting drunk in the club while I'm rolling on drugs because I make the guests that make your wife go, oh, what's up? I got a lot to lose from you fools. Let's go for a cruise and drink some more booze. Ain't drinking, no messing, face down. You like me now, rolling through your hood, getting on your hood, right? It's easy as pop, right? God's my ride, right? Take my shit, bitch, and fucking die. It's got 30-inch rims, DVD player. You know I fuck the holes in my Stretch Navigator. When I'm rolling down the street, hear my system for miles. And when I see a fine ass, I don't stop and smile. I say, hey, 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 bitch. Hey, 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 bitch. My name's Angie Law, better known as Crunkzilla. I smoke crack and meth and I'm a stone cold killer. Got bitches in my bed and bitches in my sink. Bitches in my bitches and I need another drink. Bling, 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 I shot a ricochet rabbit. See a finance in a club and you know I gotta have it. Got needles in my arm and acid in my eye. Big bit on the seat and you know we're rolling high, bitch.
Hey, 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 bitch. Hey, 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 bitch.
Hey, bitch. So crunctified, mouth full of gold, smelling like something died. One foot in the grave and one in your ass. Don't you sober for a day, I breaks out in the rap. Got my platinum pretty god, but it filled to the rim. Heart screaming, oh shit, girl, it can't be him. But it is hope, see my wrist glow.
got you. Here we go.
This is the Cool Skull. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod. Stay classy.
All right. Welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here with Go Betty Go, and we're going to hear some songs right now. It's going to be fun. Let me get this shit. Hold on a second. All right, cool. We are going to hear some songs from Go Betty Go here live on the More Music Radio Pod. And here you go. Take it away.
Some acoustic stuff we don't usually do. So
it's just for you guys.
We're going to do Laugh Again. Ready?
Yep. Go.
That sounds cool.
Thanks.
Want to play another one?
Yeah. Sure. Okay, let's do another
one. What do you want to play?
Sounds good.
Want to do Runaway or you want to do Come On or Runaway?
Let's do Come On.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Come On?
Sure.
Okay.
That just sounds pretty good. Okay. All right. You don't like it? Okay.
All right, come on.
Trapeze without a net.
I was going to put my volume on. It was my
no volume on that acoustic.
Does it sound like I'm steady? Or?
It sounds good. Okay. Really good. Yeah.
All right.
Fucking awesome. All right. Go Betty Go on the More Music Radio Pod. You know what? Let's keep the music going. We'll play some more music and so, we'll be back with.
Just a reminder if you like that.
Do you want to call the people? You want to call us?
Well, you can call us and talk.
Tell them the number.
It's 800 893-9562. And if that's not enough,
you know, I knew just, the last two numbers.
Just talking to us, yeah, and talking to Go Betty Go, you can go see them at
You guys are playing on Friday, right?
Malibu Inn on Friday.
Malibu Inn with Fishbone. Okay,
tomorrow? Cool. Fishbone.
Tomorrow night.
So, with all that talking, let's play some more music.
Cool. All right. You know what? We'll be back, and we will talk more with Go Betty Go on the More Music Radio Pod. Yay!
Don't take this offensively.
The More Music Radio Pod.
Oh! You told my love to you.
SkinRoad.LA.
Hey, little lady, tell me, have you heard the news? If you came to play games with lightning's heart, show me you're gonna get loose. You know what, baby? Got a feeling you're no good. You're no good. Baby, I got a feeling you're no good. Could you be mine, you be true? I got a suspicious feeling, baby, looking at you. Fine as you can be. Quality time between your thighs. A wild and crazy, got a big surprise. Gave me an STD. I got this feeling that you're no good, no good for me. Well now, baby, lightning's gonna leave you in the morning with quickness, wait and see. Cold out of woman, you've been doing me wrong. You're gonna miss lightning when I'm gone. Hear what I'm saying to you. We ride out of fat head, punch you deep inside. Gonna miss your pussy too, yeah. One of these days, I'm gonna change all your ways. I don't think you could, you know you're no good. Right to the cold, I can't love you anymore. I don't think I should, you know you're no good. That you're no good, as plain as a nose on your face. Well now, baby, lightning won't hesitate to put a true type of no good bitch right in your face. Cold hearted woman, I'm a gambler sport. When you left me hanging like a last resort. And when I'm gone, you'll be someone else's problem now. One of these days, I'm gonna change my ways. I don't think you could. You know you're no good, no fucking good. No goddamn good. You know, baby, you know you're no good.
Kiki from East LA.
coming live to you from Las Vegas, and you're listening to More Music Radio Pod.
No camera to document the first strike, free reign. Now I violate your eighth right, less than human, track you like a fucking dog. Corrupt the system, guess who's the boss? Hog American, I'm at the top of the food chain. Get it in, beat you down for the pain. I hold the key, now you're feeling my power. Smile with the light, now I see you screaming cower. I'm a god, living free in my own land, taking advantage of my badge, cause I do what I can. Stop, put your hands on your head.
Soy animal,
now I feel you from the head. Stop, put your hands on your head.
This is WizWars. You're listening to the More Music Radio Pod on Skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Go Biddy Go, and we just heard some fucking kick-ass music. Before this last break, where we heard some more kick-ass music from Lightning Woodcock. It was a new tune from Lightning Woodcock. In fact, we're talking about Friday. Lightning Woodcock is playing with Nashville Pussy at the Viper Room.
So
maybe Bonnie, if we can...
Is Bonnie playing with him?
Bonnie's playing in... Bonnie from formerly of Bloodhook is playing in Nashville Pussy. And Lightning Woodcock is playing with them. And... that's going to be awesome.
Is that who she was playing with when they were on tour, like ZZ Top or something?
Yeah, she was on tour. That's fucking crazy, like play with ZZ Top.
Well, what's crazy is that she was wearing that beard.
No, she wasn't playing in ZZ Top. Wait. Nashville Pussy played with ZZ Top.
Okay. I'm going to need to rewrite my journal.
Yeah.
This is all fucked up.
So we have Go Biddy Go in studio. And they are social networking right now. They're on their cell phones. Are you guys on Facebook right now?
Instagram.
Oh, Instagram. Oh, okay, cool.
So where would people find your pictures on Instagram?
I'll star Nikki. That's me. Say what, 227? That... For Betty.
And Aixa has
I am camp. Not on Instagram.
You have the camp thing.
Oh, I have my California camping tours.
Tell everybody about California camping tours.
Yeah, California camping tours. Well, I started a new business where...
It's super cool.
This is my entrepreneur side.
Where she drives around National Forest getting caught smoking weed.
Yeah, actually, that's why that story interested me.
Aixa's a camping with her. Awesome camper, and she'll take you camping. Yeah. That's her business.
Yeah, that's my business.
For Dan told the story about him getting caught smoking weed on the national forest.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, you don't want to protect you from the cops, man.
Yeah, I'll just tell you, don't smoke your weed here. Yeah. That's how you protect yourself.
Yeah, right.
Don't get caught. we take people on camping tours up to like Sequoia, we do weekend stuff in Joshua Tree. We have a big one coming up to the Grand Canyon in the summer, and possibly Yellowstone if I get enough people interested in coming. But you know, sometimes you want to go camping, you just don't know where the hell to go, or you don't have the gear. But we provide everything. All you have to do is show up.
Including the food is so good.
I will cook for you.
Yeah,
your
breakfast, gonna cook for you.
Lunch and dinner,
and it's totally affordable. And
it's totally affordable. And
you know what? It's fun camping.
So she's like running a tent and breakfast.
I like it.
Yeah, it's tent and breakfast.
Yeah,
good. I like that. So it's called California Camping Tours. We're on Facebook. We have a website.
Wow.
So,
and I did the logo.
And Nicolette did this fabulous logo that everyone is very happy with.
Yeah. That's cool. So this is a new way of making money, right?
Yeah.
Hey, so I wanted to ask you, like, did the band make a lot of money? And what's that like? Because ours never made any money.
We're
like
just spent rolling a lot of money. In the dough.
No.
Because didn't you get like a commercial?
I heard your
song like on a soap commercial,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had a commercial a few years ago.
Gaps
where
money would come in. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we lived off of it for a little while, but I mean, look, we lived a very normal life.
Yeah, no, the way that I put it is we did something we absolutely loved, and we were making minimum wage, which is really good these days.
Uh-huh.
Especially when you're playing music and making minimum wage doing music.
Right.
So... it was like that for a little while when we were like touring a lot and when we were just really busy doing it full force, not medium force, like we're doing it now.
Oh, okay. Is it ever going to be full force?
Oh, I don't know.
It's too soon to say.
Yeah,
it's
too
soon
to say. Okay. First, we got to just...
we're having fun. No, I mean, the
What made you guys come back with the original lineup and stuff? Because you said it was like a few years of a break,
yeah,
right?
Before
you
7 years. Playing? Yeah.
Wow, that's a long time.
We got offered a show and then... I was asked, and I thought, cool.
What show was it? Was it an important show? Like, was it a big show?
Howl at the Moon? Yeah, it was just for fun. It was just for fun, and it just was very spontaneous and last-minute kind of thing where I was like, I called Nicolette. I'm like, hey, would you want to do a show and just sing? Sure, okay. And then we just... what was supposed to be a one-time thing ended up becoming a full-on reunion.
And the cool thing about living in LA is that every night of the week there's a different place that you could play at, you know? So you don't need to tour. You could just be in a band here, and it's super fun.
That's true, but it's really fun touring. We haven't toured in a long time.
Yeah.
I really want to do it again. But, you know, I know what you mean. It's like you get a little older and, like... you have to start paying bills and you got to be working and stuff like that.
Yeah, you have responsibilities at home.
I have a comfy apartment. I don't want to leave it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But you've gone on tours before though, right?
Oh, yeah. No,
So you're done with touring?
I don't share your opinion about touring.
You don't like it?
I don't like it.
What didn't you like about it?
We basically lived in the car. It's very unglamorous. And after a while, like tension gets high and you just want to the fuck out of everyone who's in front of you.
Really?
We're real interested in people disliking us in other cities.
Performing every day is awesome. It's everything in between.
What did you guys like fight about?
God, what didn't we fight about? No, I mean, it's just you get to the point where
just tension is so high that everything.
It's just anything you. Gets yeah. to you. Like yeah. we would right. tour with our dogs. And Nicolette was like, why the fuck are you bringing the dogs?
Yeah, that's what I would say, yeah. too. It's just like, why you bring a dog?
Because the dogs yeah. makes you feel like you're at home still. Uh-huh. And yeah, I love my dogs.
To you, but not to
I
me.
Know, see?
What if he gets lost? You know?
Actually, there were a couple times yeah, where it was horrible. Captain went under no. like someone's house and we had to get him out, but we had to leave. And yeah. it was like 2 hours looking for the dog.
Yeah. yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, fuck, we gotta go. And...
Well, dogs
I'm
are
not
like
gonna
people.
Leave the dog. Mm-hmm. We finally got him back.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, we used to take the dogs with us on Warped Tour and
notice how
all
she
of
said
our tours.
Dogs, yeah. plural. There were two of them.
Did you say that you got left in San Diego? They left you there?
Oh, I requested that because I had enough. I didn't want to continue.
Really?
Yeah.
That, and that's when you quit?
That's when I quit.
When Nikki
yeah.
was done, she was
dang,
done.
Yeah. Dramatic.
I threw a fit and I said, fuck you guys, leave me in San Diego. I never want to
really?
See you again.
What happened? What was
tears.
It over?
Oh, some stupid
thing. It was about the night, that night, about where we were going to spend the night that night.
I wanted really? Them to take me home. They didn't want to. And I was like, that's it. Fuck you guys. Leave me here. Yeah.
That happens on tour.
It happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah. Well, the Mormons went on tour once and we did a U.S. tour and like, halfway through it, we were just like, well, actually, like 3 days into it, like I'm about to fucking fight the other guitar player of the Mormons because he's just being a fucking dick the whole fucking time. Remember that, Joey?
Yeah.
I don't know, but Joey was on the tour. Joey was playing drums around that time in that era of the Mormons' history. And it's I agree. Like you kind of get sick of each other. And like
I almost killed them. Like I had the piece of hardware in my hand.
Oh yeah, that was in North Carolina. Like he like I don't know, like we were just not getting along that well because like he was kind of like an uptight kind of guy. We love anybody who plays in the band and like we really appreciate all that stuff because you share, you know, it's like a fellowship and all that stuff and you share experiences good and bad and stuff. So like I don't want to say he's a bad guy, but this guy was fucking being a fucking dick. As soon as we left
right.
LA, this he was the fucking most uptight, fucking arrogant, fucking like screaming, and he like was like in Denver, like he like got pissed off because I was complaining about something, like fucking like oh man, like you know those guys are because like 8-Bit was with us and like we were carrying all the shit in our van and our we had a Wolf trailer. It was a trailer with a wolf painted on it and shit nice. That we got at the last minute.
Awesome.
And so, like, we're traveling around with that and with the, all the stuff in it, you know? And, like, 8-Bit stuff was in there. And, like, they were, like, traveling light. So they would get to every destination ahead of us and be partying. And we're, like, driving, like, you know, with the trailer and, like, getting, like, an hour later after them. And they're already drunk. And I'm like, man, it's messed up. They don't, like, wait to party or something. Or, like, at least, like keep up or like, you know, hang back with us. Don't just like speed to the fucking next thing. And so like we're, you know, you kind of get on each other's nerves. And like, I was complaining about that. And this fucking guy just like fucking slams on the brakes and like starts yelling at me. I'm sick of you. I don't want to talk to you anymore. And I go, and I'm like looking at him. I'm like,
oh,
is this fucking really happening? I'm like, I'm going to fucking kill this guy. And I said, Josh, you better fucking shut this fucking van off right now. Cause I'm going to get out of the van. Cause if not, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to beat the shit out of you. He's like, come on, let's go. We're going to fight right now. Right. And he got out of the van. I'm like, oh, here we go. I'm going to fucking beat this fucking stupid idiot up. And Patrick got all involved and stuff. And he was like, "All no, if you want to fight him, you got to fight me too. I don't know. This is bullshit. You guys are fighting and I'm going to fight both of you." And I'm like, oh my God, man. Maybe Patrick's listening right now.
And where's the footage?
Yeah, I know. There was footage of some stuff, right? There was another guy who was traveling with 8-Bit and he had a camera. They were like, dude, he had like documentary God, stuff going on. Remember? I forgot his name was Bodie. What kind of a name? That's a weird name.
Oh, yeah, that's fucked up. All of a sudden we're on tour and there's this guy like filming a documentary. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
But whatever. I don't know. But it was still fun. I don't know. We know about those fights and stuff.
So if you want to see footage of that fight, just look up Glow. And
yeah.
Keyword
Big Bad Mama.
Big Bad Mama.
So that's what happened, right? So that's when you broke up in San Diego.
San Diego, yeah.
And that was the last show?
And we didn't even play that show.
We were on our way to the San Diego show.
We were on the way to the show, and I was like, fuck this.
And so how was it? Like, your sister quits. And then Betty, you're like in the middle of it too, right? You're just like, oh man, these fucking sisters are always fighting and like,
no, I mean,
the band is named after me and like they're fucking taking the whole spotlight all the time fighting.
No, I mean, there's like more to it. There was like, we weren't getting along.
Oh, either, really?
So I was Aixa, let her go.
Really? Okay. So Aixa, drummer, was fighting for her sister to stay in bed.
Yeah, I was trying to keep it together.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, Aixa, it's all good. Like, let's just talk about it when we get home.
Oh, wow.
But I knew it was bad. There was no talking about it when we got home.
No, there was no going home.
I know.
And so how was it?
We never talked again for like, how many years?
How was it replacing your sister?
It was weird. We didn't really want to do that, but we also wanted to keep playing. I mean, we were kind of on a stroll right there.
I'm glad that they found someone.
Yeah.
I went to see the show. I was happy about that.
Really? You weren't like pissed off or anything?
No, I was happy. I was like,
really?
Because I left. I didn't want to be there anymore. And uh-huh. I was like, cool, you know.
You didn't secretly want the band to break up?
No.
Did you? Were you like, you know what? They're not going to be shit without me.
I mean, I was kind of tormented for a year because I was like, fuck, like, I, you know, there was a lot weight on my shoulders because I was unhappy. I wanted to leave so badly.
So you don't think that you made a bad decision?
No, I needed to leave. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
I think at that point, everybody needed the breaks.
So. Yeah.
Okay, so then you get a new singer, right? And Michelle is still in the band?
Yeah, at that time she was.
Another 2 years.
And why did she quit?
Well, she was on the phone.
I know.
Call her back.
I know, but then that kid was starting to cry, and I'm like, hey, you know what? I don't want another.
No, she. Right now. It's just kind of life and responsibility.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. So what happened?
No, we wanted to keep touring. We wanted to just keep trying to get things going again. But she wanted to go back to school. She needed to find a job that paid a little more. So, you know, just things in life, you start growing up and, you know, being in a band isn't, paying the bills.
So. did school work out or?
I don't know.
Happened.
Yeah, she ended up having a baby. Well, but
see?
This was after. The baby was way after all that stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
No, I think she just, you know, she just kind of settled down and started, doing her life outside the band.
Okay.
Because the band just consumes your entire life and you don't really have a life outside the band. At least that's how I felt at times too. Mm-hmm.
And so do you have any of those kind of situations like for yourselves? Like have you guys thought of quitting because like you said, we're all getting older and like we're, you know, have new responsibilities and stuff. And so like, were you thinking of the same thing?
It's definitely not what it used to be.
No,
not at all.
This are you having fun though?
Yeah, we're having
fun.
This is a whole other thing than what it was. Cause now it's like when we get together and we jam or, we, you know, play a show.
What you mean about, like, it's not what it used to be. I mean, you like it better now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, all right. I thought she was like, no, it's like, kind of sucks now. And I'm like, wow.
Oh, no. Sorry. Yeah, that's exactly
I kind of don't like it now.
It's not what it used to be in the sense that we used to do it full time.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And now it's just for fun.
Uh-huh. In a lot of ways, it feels now the way it did in the beginning. Like when we first got together and we played shows and we had lives and we were able to sort of just like live in LA and this was just like something we did.
Mm.
Like that's what it feels like now.
Right.
The middle part was the hard part. The middle part was where we were just touring and recording like full length albums.
So it's like a fresh start now?
Yeah, it's like a fresh start.
Yeah. And it's kind of glad. Are you guys glad that you guys are all back together?
Yeah, like it's even better than a fresh start because now we already have like material.
Do you talk shit about the other members that used to be in the band and be like, man, you know, I hated that?
No, because we still play with Phil.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Phil, who was our last bass player,
mm-hmm.
Like for example, there's a few things that Michelle can't do. Mm-hmm. So he's totally down to come
gigs.
Back and play with us.
No,
yeah,
gigs.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's like there's like an alternate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
And for example, tomorrow night Phil's going to play with us.
Oh, okay.
And we haven't played with him since Michelle.
Well, Michelle better watch out or she's going to get kicked out. And she's going to get left in San Diego.
Never.
Oh, that's good. So you're going to be recording soon?
Yes. We'd like to. We're working on new music.
New stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you got any new songs that you guys are ready to play?
No,
not today. No, no. We don't want to unleash like a special More Music Radio pod.
No, we'll come back. We'll come back with a batch of new songs, and we'll do that.
Oh, okay, that sounds good.
We're not ready yet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, bring the whole band too.
Yeah,
you know, we got a babysitter or something. Yeah, bring the dogs.
I will.
Yeah,
and the roadies.
Bring the kids too. And I'll bring my little cousins and stuff. We could have like a little like, weird.
It'll
family
be like a
thing.
Birthday party.
Cool. Well, hey, you know what? Let's play these songs. And when we get back, do you think we can hear another song before we go?
Yes. Yeah, would that we'll be cool? One more.
All right, cool. You know what? Let's play one of your tracks, though. We're going to hear Go Biddy Go, Ticking Bombs right now on the More Music Radio Pod. And we'll be back with Go Biddy Go on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Whoop. Hi, this is Jim Schrader. You are listening to the More Music Radio program on skinbro.la.
It isn't easy to continue what we've got here. What should we do? It's been years since the first time it started. I thought I knew. I'm not the same person that I was back then. Time passed and I'm just so uncertain about this.
www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
It felt hell. It was sad to feel
Rodarte from the band Olin, and you are listening to the More Music Radio Pod on fucking skidrow.la.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We're here with Go Betty Go, and we're going to hear another song live in studio.
Yeah.
It sounded so good the last time. All right, let me just lower this song, Cheech and Chong, if you remember the movie.
Yeah, I just saw it on Netflix.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You got any good movies on Netflix you want to shout out? Because sometimes it's kind of hard to find some movies on Instant Watch, you
yeah,
know?
That's true.
I like Sleepwalk With Me.
Sleepwalk With Me?
Mm-hmm. Mike Birbiglia.
Oh, is that like a chick flick?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's just like an awkward guy.
Sometimes my girlfriend tries to get me to watch chick flicks and
stuff. He's a pretty funny comedian.
I love Mike Birbiglia.
Yeah, he's good.
So good.
She wants me to watch Notebook. What is that?
I haven't seen that one.
That's like hardcore chick.
You've
seen it?
You're gonna like it.
Yeah?
Everybody
it's like a love story.
It.
Well, I do love love stories.
Yeah. Well, you know, since we're playing with Fishbone tomorrow night, I'll plug in. They actually have a movie on Netflix.
Really?
Called, what is it? Endless Summer?
Oh.
I think that's like a surfing movie, is that right?
Yeah, I'm sorry, but just look up, they have a documentary, and I mean, if you want to hear some band stories, there's some good band stories.
Hmm. Cool, yeah, so, we'll check that out.
Check
all right,
out.
Thanks for the recommendation. I really appreciate that because...
Speaking of movies, so if you want to know what I look like, apparently I look like Gerard Butler.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You totally
look like Dan looks like Gerard Butler.
Like a more handsome version of Gerard Butler.
With the shirt on at the moment.
And no diaper.
Well, cool. We're going to hear another song. Let's get underway. We're almost at the end of the show. And here is Go Baby Go. All right.
Cool. Are you ready over there, Nikki?
Runaway?
Yeah, we're going to do Runaway.
Okay.
Without the hook. Without the hook.
Okay.
One. You've got your priorities, respect and loyalty. Started, you're giving up on what we had.
there you go. I like that. That was nice. That was good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Glad that you are back, and even if it's just medium force, that you guys are playing some shows. And what shows you guys have coming up?
Tomorrow we're going to open up for Fishbone at the Malibu Inn.
That's right.
And then we're going to be in downtown LA very soon. Hi, Ixa.
Yeah, February 16th, we're going to be at the Redwood Bar.
Oh, all right. So we love the Redwood.
Right, that's going to be really fun. Mm-hmm.
So you can take your... So you... All deadbeat guys who forgot it was Valentine's Day.
You take your girl two days later.
Yeah.
And when we say force, we mean like, you know, local shows and stuff like that. But we like to rock out on stage.
You're playing in Vegas too, no?
Yeah. Yeah, we are playing Vegas.
Yeah, Las Vegas next weekend.
On the 9th.
Oh, okay.
So if anyone out there is in Vegas and wants to come out to show, we will be there.
Are you gonna play punk rock bowling?
We were talking about it. We'd like to, but we weren't able to book anything, or at least not yet.
We want to play punk rock bowling too.
Oh, are you guys on that same boat?
There's going to be a band that dresses like our band, but it's not our band. We don't have a robot in our band.
So if you like them a lot, that's the Mormons.
Yeah.
If you think they're terrible, that's Tartar Control.
That's good.
They're nice guys, but I mean, you know, there's two Mormon bands now, so it's
you
like,
guys are the originals.
You remember Ghostbusters and the real Ghostbusters? It was like two different kind of cartoons, you know, and we're kind of like we're the Mormons. You know?
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Yeah. So, we're going to be playing too. I don't know if you guys mind if I get a plug in there, but we're going to be playing too.
Let's just go ahead and plan everyone's weekend right now.
Yeah, that's true because on Sunday, Super Bowl Sunday, after the Super Bowl, you could come to the Alex's Bar in Long Beach and we're playing with the band The Leeches and White Knight. It's going to be fun.
Cool.
I'm your White Knight. Also on Saturday, we mentioned it a little bit earlier, but... our friend Bonnie, who's playing with Nashville Pussy, is also going to be playing with Lightning Woodcock.
Oh, yeah, Lightning Woodcock. Actually, I think they're playing tomorrow. No, they're playing tomorrow at the Viper Room, yeah.
Don't go to that show.
Yeah.
You're going to be wanting
to... You're going to be torn between going to see Go Betty Go, and this is a problem in L.A. sometimes.
You're going to be in Malibu tomorrow night, but when you're driving back home into L.A., you could wave to them, like, after you've seen Go Betty Go.
You could either go to Malibu and see where Johnny Carson used to live, see his house. He used to live in Malibu, a lot of rich people's houses and stuff, and then hang out with Go Betty Go there. Or you can come to Hollywood and see the spot where River Phoenix died on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Viper Room. I know, I always get sad whenever I go there.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, I know exactly. That's what I was thinking too. I'm like, how can such a beautiful man just like, what a waste, you know? What a waste. And he was like but he was like a hunk, you know?
He was.
Wow, so thank you very much for coming and being on the More Music Radio Pod.
So I know you can find Go Betty Go Music here on the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la and skidrowstudios.com.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure you can also find it on your website.
Yes.
Yeah.
And just so everyone knows, our CDs are going to be sold out.
But really?
Probably soon, yeah. And you might never be able to buy a
CD not going
to
repress them?
Oh.
I don't know.
Take that, Slowpokes.
I went to Side One today and they told me that they're running out of CDs.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You should say, boxes. Hey, repress, motherfucker.
I know.
Will they like let you do it yourself?
We'll see. We'll have to have that conversation when we get there.
Ooh, so how is it? Is it like still on good terms with Side One Dummy?
Oh, very much, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was great to see them.
You're not going to have to like corner them in the alley and like threaten them for your rights?
Because I work nearby, so I went to go pick up CDs and Joe, who's he and Bill own Side One Dummy.
Uh-huh.
He was like in the middle of a meeting and he when he saw me, he was like, hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
He had to come out and say hi. No, it was great to see them.
Oh, okay, cool.
Very sweet.
And you're going to have some of those at your shows, right?
Yes.
All right.
So where should we go online to find your music?
Oh,
what's the website?
On Facebook. No, I accept.
Yeah,
that's
find us
place.
On Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/GoBettyGoOfficial.
Go Biddy Go official.
Yes. Go Biddy Go official. Because there's some people that are pretending to be Go Biddy Go.
Are you serious?
It's actually our old Facebook. Oh, you can't delete it.
Oh, all right.
No, there's a couple like people that are not.
Oh, I thought there
it's
were like
us,
some.
It's not us.
Oh, okay. Are there they're like imposters or something? Or
they're not imposters. They're just like
just
fan
pages.
No. Do they dress up like your band and then go to punk rock bowling and then be like,
dudes.
Hey, we're the
That's
original
cool.
Mormon band.
What's it like having fans? Is that cool?
We have lots
I heard
of fans.
I heard that's good, right?
Yeah, let's not shit on them, you know. I mean, there are lots of fans that are still hanging out.
Told them you look like you're yeah.
and
a whole group of fans outside.
When they hit you up, are you nice to them? Or do you,
yeah, we try to be really nice to people, you know. It's like, of course, like sometimes, you know what's really hard though? Like after you get off stage or something and people are like, hey, I want to talk to you and stuff.
Yeah.
You're like,
oh,
I just want
to put stuff away.
Yeah, I
want to
get a beer.
That's when they want to.
And you're all sweaty and they want to hug. Yeah. And you're like, all right, man.
But I'll like take the time to like talk to people and stuff. It's not like we're like famous or anything, but you know, people are like, hey, that was a good thing. Hey, what's going on, man? Oh, cool. When are you going to play again? All this stuff, you know? So it's not like people are like rushing us for our autograph or anything like that. That's happened a couple times though. We've had to like sign CDs and stuff. And that's kind of weird. Do you ever get into that? Are you signed CDs, autographs?
Yeah. It's bizarre because, you know, you're a normal person and all of a sudden, you have to sign an autograph.
Are all the hunks like? Are you like hunk magnets? Like, you know, after the show, like all these guys are like all over you.
They buy us drinks sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there are perks, right?
I'm
to
not
being
gonna,
in a band.
I know. I'm not gonna say anything.
So did you? Is it the truth that you started Go Biddy Go just for the hunks?
That is very true.
That's all true.
Just Michelle. She's not here. It was all her idea.
Yeah.
She's the sluttiest.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, well, she got her hunk, right?
Married with a baby.
Dang. Anybody gonna get married?
Not married. Sorry.
Let's go across. Oh, you're married already?
Ike's is married.
Wow. Everybody's all grown up. Why is everybody growing up around me?
Grown's up.
No. Life catches up.
Married. Any kids?
No kids.
No kids?
Dogs.
Don't want kids?
Remember, I have dogs.
Dogs, that's right. You don't want kids?
So they ate the kids?
Soon.
Is that what the dogs ate the kids?
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
Not anytime soon? Because, like, you know, for, like, a woman, like, they're...
I know, there's...
This is a part of the show where Vince pisses everybody off.
Yeah, we have this discussion.
Why are you so annoying, Vince?
No. It's something that, you know, when we all get to this age.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm assuming I'm a little older than you ladies, but like when you get to a certain age, you start thinking about stuff like that. Like, okay, like I'm getting to an age where, like, am I going to have kids or not? You know, like I'm kind of like, I don't think it'd be a great idea for me to have it. Like, I'm going to really fuck it up, you know? I can barely take care of myself right now at this point, you know? But, you know, for a woman, like, you know, my girlfriend is, you know,
she's bugging you for kids?
She's not bugging me. That's the thing. But she's like, every once in a while, she'll be like, oh, you know, I see her like playing with like my little cousins, or if there's babies around, she'll be like, oh, how cute and stuff,
children,
you know?
Yeah.
And then my mom is like always like, oh, I want a grandkid
right away.
You know?
I just want kids because I don't know how to work, like, my computers or my phone.
I'll figure it out. That's
like,
true.
Just take this and make it work.
I just want kids to clean for me, to do all
the
chores and clean the bathroom.
Well, one
day
we're going to be old, you know, and someone's going to have to, like,
wipe your ass.
Yeah,
tell you how to use
true.
The newest device, you know.
It's true.
Who's going to take care of us? No one's having babies.
Right.
They have those Toto toilets. Andy's doing pretty well. He's got a Toto toilet.
Oh,
Who's Andy?
Andy from 8-Bit.
He's from 8-Bit. Some music that they made was on our show tonight. But anyway, he's got he dresses up like a robot and raps.
Cool.
You remember 8-Bit, right? The robot
about,
gangster
right?
rappers and stuff?
But now he's got a robot toilet who raps and like washes his ass.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure like when
Is
we
that
get...
a bidet?
Yeah. Well, it's like a robo bidet. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
but
we heard
you can drop your phone in there and it'll figure out what's going on
nice.
With it and like squirt it back at you.
Yeah, we heard 8-Bit and Shirley Rolls and Aslan Underground and Lightning Woodcock and Go Biddy Go, of course. And it was a good show. Thank you, everybody, for
Hey, can I still give a shout out to Matt Time Radio?
Shout out to Matt Time Radio. All right.
Does that still work?
Cool. Yeah, it still works. Thank you, ladies. Go Biddy Go, everybody. That was awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye, guys.
We'll catch you next Thursday at 10 p.m. Pacific, 1 a.m. Eastern on the More Music Radio Pod. All right.
Woo, we did it. Yeah.